breakfast show on Smile 90.4 FM.
It's kind of a, you know, that little speed bump in the week before we get to the weekend, and this is the last Wednesday, the last day of January 2024.
Uiteindelijk
is die maand al klaar.
Joh, jene was het nou nie a long maand geweest.
400 days of January has come to an end.
Isn't it 401?
Do you know, I just feel that once we cross this bridge that takes us to Thursday, which is tonight, I'm going to be so relieved it's just February tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
January's gone.
Bafana. Is the best team in the world.
I take back all the things I said about yesterday, about Morocco being such a great... I mean, they are a great team.
Ek is so trots op Bafana. Yeah. If you know, it's easy now. Bafana, donkey.
January was basis for my month that was niks alcohol gebruik die en ons het omtrent, ek het so, ek denk het staan op 5 of 6 kilogram wat ek al verloor het in January.
Al gedaan, Jan Lou.
En hoe voel jy? Voel jy lust vir 'n biertjie of iets?
Man, ek wacht vir die August om klaar te maak.
Ja!
Dan as die August klaar is, dan sal ek weer een biertjie vat. Maar ek is baie tempted.
Ja. As hy fietstoek klaar is, nie, hy gaan net een beertjie vat om vir jou lekker stikken te laat koop.
Yep.
Want jy gaan hy een beertjie slik, hy een slikkie. Pso, Jan Loos like, ja, kijk hier so. Ou cheap
date. Ga lekker slaap.
Ja. If there's still month left at the end of the money, join the club. But if there is, by chance, some money left at the end of the month, what do you spend it on? That's what we asked you.
Well, my mom's 86. She uses my daughter's car, which is registered on my name. And this month, she's racked up a total of R1,200 of speeding fine. And then I got a warrant for my arrest out for R1,800, which she also did for skipping a stop street in Edgemead.
Oh, no. Now, what happens? Obviously, you speak to your mom and you go, Mom, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep... driving with such haste. This is money every month. Yeah,
but she's not she's not wrong.
Oh no! Correct.
No, she's not wrong. Why was the camera there when she drove? That's the point.
Somebody else, and another friend, like an acquaintance, met a couple of times, that spent a lot of his time, was qualified as a doctor and helped out in a practice overseas, right? And I know I heard the story about, and then practiced there for, was in a practice for a couple of years, came back home, okay, to start a practice here. And what happened was when this doctor was overseas practicing in part of the UK, he struck up a relationship with a patient.
Yeah.
Not a romantic relationship. Just a friendship.
Yeah. Yes.
Friendship with a patient that he used to see regularly. And she used to pop by, this is a cool story, pop by every Friday during lunchtime and bring a slice of cake and sit and chat with us. And they kind of got this friendship, and she was a lot older.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just there for the companionship.
Yes.
And obviously maybe a little bit of a checkup, but she'd come and bring a slice of cake, and every Friday they'd hang out and spend time together. He came back to South Africa, they stayed in touch, and what happened is one day he gets correspondence to say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, you've been, this lady's passed on and she had no family, and you've been named as the only person in her will to inherit a monstrous amount of pounds.
Sure.
Wow.
Like a monstrous inheritance. And I was like, really? And they were like, yeah, they were just setting up practice here, and they'd been in full swing with this new place and been battling. And then they got this email to say that this person had left them
a lot of money.
And I'm like, yeah. They motivated me to go hang out at Panorama Palms out in the north. I want to go and be very friendly to a whole lot of old people. Hello, Oom. Hello, Tanya. Gaan me jylle. Ach, jylle like mooi. Kan ek help, Tanya? They like, security have asked that you please remove yourself from the parking area at Panorama Palms. They're like, there's a big picture of me in the offices there. Do not let this guy help the elderly with their parcels to their cars. I'm just looking. looking for companionship. Don't you? What's your nearest one? I mean, yours now has been banned from there.
Is it Old Age Home in Durbanville somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to come hang out there. Someone's going to be in shock when they get no near inheritance because Ryan was home looking after. Yeah, exactly.
Follow us on TikTok at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.